Are you from Atlanta?
No, I'm from Ohio.
I guess, how did you come to Atlanta?
I came to Atlanta with, during the Vietnam War, I volunteered because I was a conscientious objector. I was a Mennonite and went to Goshen College in Indiana, Mennonite school. Then they had a thing called Mennonite Central Committee, which was formed in like about 1917 to rescue Mennonites from Russia. So that's, I guess, why they had the name Central Committee, because it would appeal to the Russians at that time. And so that group does like service work around the world. But they had a unit in Atlanta that was started by Vincent Harding, and it was on Houston Street, which is now John Wesley Dobbs. And it was a big house owned by John Wesley Dobbs. Yeah, it was his house, and his daughter. That's Maynard Jackson's grandfather. Yeah, Maynard Jackson's grandfather. And he was a very important guy, head of the Black Masons, I think. But anyway, in that house, that's where the Mennonite Central Committee just ran little, tiny little social services, a kindergarten, or what do they call it, preschool for the kids right on that block. And I taught school, and they took my check and used it to supply the house with whatever they needed, because we were not allowed to make any money. But so I did that for 2 years. I did that for 2 years as a part of what they call alternative service, I guess, instead of going to the military. And then I just kept teaching, and they gave me my check. So that's how we got here. But then we moved over into another place, and there was a little church right around the block. And a friend of ours told us to go there, that you would like the preacher, and it was Ed Loring. And he had just left seminary and married Murphy, and they were just starting at Clifton, but they really wanted to do something else, I think. Or they were being led to do something else, and that's when they bought this place, along with two or three other people from the church, Rob Johnson and Robin Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Yeah.